Tired of your sound taking up too much space in your house? Well, Soundbite, SOUNDBYTE, has a solution for you. Are you constantly trying to find more storage space for your clothing, Tupperware, and sound? At Soundbite, you can hear lots of little audio clips, instead of having big, large ones that require vacuum sealing, or even buying a storage space. Save space this holiday season, and go to Soundbite, the app. SOUNDBYTE.
Okay. C-sharp.
I feel like you're not really responding. I want to do all of my sections of the podcast in harmonica. These are all jokes. People that play harmonicas will hear the jokes. Mm. I need you to do the banter. So can you please? I'm gonna start the episode.
All right. This is
Deepu. You need to be quicker. Is the thing is that I'm well. They don't introduce the show. You just totally jumped over my bit. It's so disrespectful. I want to do a little bit of banter before the episode starts. Please, all right. Please, well, please.
I can do banter.
Please, I banter all the time. Just try.
Yeah. Listen. I was born.
I'm speaking. People hate crosstalk, even if it's from a harmonica. They write about it on the podcast forums.
Okay.
Please. So let me start, let's just start fresh on the episode.
Ah, yes, my friend the sheep is so...
You're not responding to what I'm saying, and I think that you pretending is offensive to people who speak with harmonicas. And I think that we're going to have to throw out most of this episode. Like, just fucking try. I'm not asking you to do that much. Please?
I don't know. I can't. I don't speak harmonica.
You're just making shit up. You're just making shit up. I don't know what you don't speak harmonica. Everybody speaks harmonica. It's ridiculous. You just, the sheep. It's not funny. It's not funny. I was talking about something serious.
Oh, what were you talking about?
You know, the show isn't just people I'm going to walk away from the mic for a second so we can just talk. The show isn't just about people fucking around. You know, it's like every week we fuck around. I want to talk about something serious. Yes, done in a harmonica. But it's like engage. It's bullshit. This country is in trouble. Please engage in some conversation about how are we going to learn unless we talk about it. Do you seriously, it's a matter of like national pride here.
All right, well, let me grab my trumpet. This is your plan for the harmonica the whole time? This
was fuck you! Fuck you! I'm pouring my heart out. Fine, we'll just do the funny shit. Fine, bring in the episode. I don't care. I thought we could do something. We could win like an Emmy. I don't know what we win. It's fucking horse shit.
This is Hack Thought Podcast, Sandwich Saga, Cheese Episode, Mike Edition, theme song by Freddie and Real of the Fangers.
And then started coughing. I'm seriously, my throat hurts so much. It's deadly. It's deadly stuff, and that's what we're gonna do. Welcome to Hack Thought Podcast, a podcast about thoughts you don't think to think about. You know. Oh, I thought I responded to that thought. I guess it must have gone to my drafts folder. That's the type of thoughts we're talking about. We're going to talk about a big one today. This is a good one. And the hack thought that we're going to talk about today is one that's mostly germane to me and one that I feel the most isolated about and the one that I think needs to be talked about and the one that we are going to really dig into because I think Deepu is going to say the opposite. We're going to talk about hate and how much Michael likes hate. I think it's a great emotion. I think it's one of the best emotions. And again, this isn't about hurting anyone or hating anyone for no reason. This is about genuine hate. Real reasons to hate things. And how I don't think hate is a bad emotion.
Well,
let's eliminate the people who ruined this word First of all, from the start, before you go, hate group, hate crime is really ruining the buzz and the vibe on hate. You know, I really don't like what they did with it. They it's not right. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
Let's get rid of that.
Sure.
Let's get rid. That's not what we're talking about. You don't like someone because of the color of their skin. It's ridiculous. Plenty of other things to not like about them.
Well, I don't know what else, what other kinds of hate are there?
Well, I genuinely don't like you. Like, we work very well together, but I genuinely hate, like, many elements of your personality. Like, I genuinely don't like them.
Wow.
And that turns into, like, I hate many elements. The thing that is most important to me is that we make the show together and it's very good. But I don't like a lot of the things you think. And that's why the show is great. Is because I hate them. I think they're stupid. So that's why the show is good. It's sort of predicated on that. I don't really like a lot about you.
Mm.
But I like working with you, and I like a lot about you as well. Well, that's the other part that people can't comprehend. Let's start there. People don't comprehend that I can hate so much about you and like and love so much about you at the same time. And my liking and this is where I think that the people who like and love are bullshit speakers. We've talked about this on the show before. Me liking those other things about you does not make me like not hate the other shit about you. Like, it doesn't make up for it at all. Like, and it doesn't mean that you're like some score. Like, we've all met someone who's dating someone and that person is shitty, and then they enable the shittiness because they're like, oh, that's just who the person is. Yep. Like, that's not okay. Now, that's love. In the negative thing that's affecting that equation there in a pretty fucking real way is love. The person deciding that by not saying anything about the hate and that it can only be love, that's negatively affecting. That's a negative effect of love right there.
It's clouding the hate. It's preventing the acknowledgement of the hate, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's the easiest example to understand that is love causing a problem where hate should prevail. You don't understand why me making this point even matters.
So I'm taking it from here.
You could have taken it from there.
Gee, Mike, I don't get the significance of any of this. Could you just rephrase why I should care?
No, this is like class. You explain it to me.
Okay. You.
Why do you tell me why it doesn't matter?
Well, you tell me why it doesn't matter. Why what doesn't matter?
You don't get. Okay, well, let me just put that. Let's do it this way.
Yeah.
You don't get annoyed by this lovey-dovey thing. That people, this fake,
the faux positivity,
spiritual.
Yep, the faux. Okay.
Oh yeah, that doesn't upset you.
Well, if you make me choose between that and universal hate, I'm gonna fucking sure. I'm gonna choose faux positivity. At least I fucking understand the basis of that.
Well, when you meet someone like on a daily basis, This doesn't affect my outlook. Just want to let people know the way I interact with people, I'm actually very jovial. But when you meet someone on a daily basis, you know, do you love them? If you just see someone like that gives you bread, like at the store that like touches you. Oh, and by the way, while we're on bread, before I know this is already an angry episode, we need self-checkouts. We're going to do a lot of work next year about self-checkouts. It's ridiculous. Also, essentially what it is at this point is I used to not know how the credit card went in, how the money was added up. Like, how would I make change? Now that I know it's real fucking easy, all it is I go in and they're like, these are your groceries. Let me touch each one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. why are you getting to touch my stuff? I don't. Okay.
Well, someone else touches it.
Someone checks you out.
Yeah.
Someone checks you out at a store.
Mm-hmm.
Or even somebody that's, you know, let's say, you're working with directly, not just, you know, a consumer.
Hmm.
Someone call, you love them?
What is love?
I don't know.
Oh!
I can pretty easily define hate. which is like the fact that I pretty much don't enjoy people.
Okay, well, do I love them? I'm going to say
wait, wait,
yes.
But how can you be so behind this idea? Well, you know, that's the other thing. It's just like this ridiculous concept. It would be like saying, like, you should inflagrate your shoes. And if everyone went around agreeing you should inflagrate your shoes, a word I just made up.
Oh, okay, just making sure.
And everyone's just agreeing to it, and they're like, I don't really know what inflagrating is. And someone's like, well, for me, when I met my wife, I thought I should inflagrate her. Like, it's like, what? Like, what do you, it's just nonsense to me is what I think is part of it. Because I don't get it.
Well,
I don't
okay.
think that, like we talked about with charity, it's a human concept. I don't know that I get it. That I don't know that it's to be understood in such absolute terms. It's a poetic thing. So to go around saying you love everybody, I mean, that's an incredibly vague thing to just agree to.
Well, I'll tell you this. Last time I went shopping, I did tell my cashier that I loved her. So
last time Deepu went shopping, he called me telling me he was going to hurt children in the store because the store was so... He calls me and he goes, I hate this. This is terrible. I want to hurt people. I'm having thoughts. Because he went shopping on like Thanksgiving Day, I want to say, or like the day before.
It was like the weekend before or some shit.
Yeah, and like he calls me from the store and he's like, this is terrible. And he called me knowing that I walk around feeling that way all the time. Like it's terrible. It's because it's terrible to be around people. And if you walk around loving them and they act, it isn't like an expectation thing. It's not me talking about pessimism again. It's just like, why should I have to, I'm not going to love people. I guess that's what it is. I'm of the opinion that I can walk around being very hating everyone and being happy. And I am happy hating everyone. But
how do you show this hate when you're walking around? Like, are you showing it? Are you just kind of scowling? Are you growling? Are you fucking throwing pennies at people? What are you doing?
No. I'm smiling. I'm to myself.
Oh, so you're hiding your hate. Ooh.
No.
Someone's
not
having conviction in their beliefs.
No, well, first of all, I'm happy. I'm perfectly happy. Who says this is about sadness? Who says I have to make a face that, you know, I'm happy. I'm happy walking around. I just don't like anyone.
Oh, well, by the same token, I feel deep love for everyone I see.
So you go to the store, like we've talked about this before.
Yep, and
I'm very happy in an I Am Legend scenario. You go to the store and you're like, oh, thank God there's people here. I go to a store and I'm like, again? There has to be one time a day when I'm the only one. Statistically, I should be able to go to a CVS and the guy's in the bathroom and it's self-checkout and no one's there.
When I called you expressing that hate, that was
actually... By the way, caused by people, by the turkeys
it was,
or the olives.
It was caused by an overabundance of love that kind of spilled over into my hate tank.
Oh, I just love all these people here. I wish none of them were here. That's what I think all the time.
Yeah,
I don't want to hurt people. I just don't like them. I don't know why I have to like. And that's you're love. I don't even sign some letters love. You know, so and so.
Well, that's a big step. That's like, oh, right. I hope
well,
she likes me.
You're saying I have to do that for the person who's like, oh, excuse me. That guy gets love?
Well, does he get a letter?
Oh, sorry.
Does he get a handwritten letter? Jesus.
Hey, did you drop this? Love?
Yeah, I walk around with love. I walk around with love. I hand out money. I give candy to people. I smile. I fear people. So that
it's all bullshit. This is all bullshit. You're such a liar. Do you even talk to people on the... When was the last time you talked to a stranger? I talk to strangers, by the way. I have very nice conversations with people that I just meet.
I do, too. You know where I had a conversation with someone? I had a conversation with someone in line at Wendy's making fun of the staff at another fast food establishment. We were razzing on the people at the other place. Like, oh, my God.
Boy.
The staff there really sucks, huh? That matters.
Okay, and when was the last time you hated someone? Other than you shop, was this Thanksgiving shopping? That was like a day ago since we recorded. I've hated tons of people since then.
No, that wasn't hate of people.
You went before Thanksgiving. How you? You gotta hate your whole family, and then you call grandma, pass the phone around. I hate you.
When was the last time I hate someone? Wait, no, last time I loved. Wait, which one do you want? Love or hate?
Oh no, you're lost in the woods now. Hate.
Hate. I like to make fun of other people. If someone embarrasses themselves, I like to like make
See, this is what he does. Is people who resist hate then are actually hateful. See, I'm not hateful towards people. Mm. Like, because I don't like them ever, I almost never say, like, I don't make fun of someone. That's mean. I'm not mean to people. I just hate them. I already hate them. So it doesn't matter. I don't need to make fun of them. They are already, you know what it's like? I like this puppy analogy I'm keeping using over the weeks. It's like when you see puppies, like when, you know how like they'll get like a bunch of puppies and mm-hmm. they'll be in like a pen. If someone had a litter of puppies and they're just in a pen mm-hmm. and they're just running around and they're biting stuff and falling over. That's mostly how I see the human race. It's like, but apply that with hate. Like instead it's like, you're not an adorable puppy. So instead, I just look at most people as like, you are incompetent monsters. It's like going to a goblin society. I'm just like, I assume that at some point they'll break out and start tackling each other. I'm not worried by it. I'm not afraid by it. But I'm just like, I'm happy I'm doing my thing. But obviously, you're all terrible.
It's almost like a lack of respect you have
it's
for
an
people.
Inverse puppy. I don't understand. We could do a whole episode about respect. I'm not sure that the word makes sense most of the time.
Oh, you're so thoughtful. I hate that. I really hate that. I love that. Shit.
Now the spell has been reversed. You have set me free. I can rule the galley.
Is that what it is? Is that people are like afraid like that they're the Hulk? Is that they're like, if I let the hate out of me, I'll get superpowers and destroy everyone.
You know, I don't want to bring up real life, but yeah, that can happen.
Then don't. It doesn't happen that way.
Well, if I bring up an example, you're gonna cut it out of the episode. So I'm gonna just say,
probably,
trust me on that.
But the point is that I don't like anyone, and I rarely affect other people. I rarely affect negative. Let me tell you this: if somebody is an idiot, I do say something to them, and a lot of times they come back at you.
No.
A lot of times they come back at you with hate. If you know, people I think assume hate is like this mm-hmm. this anger and things like that. I don't do that. I just tell someone like, hey, you're wrong about that. And a lot of times they can't handle like, the hate that they have being told that they might not be right.
I'll tell you, I had hate in my heart a long time ago. I was on a bus.
Like he's cured. I can piss him off in 3 minutes. Like we're at an AA meeting. You just got to keep going, brother. You just got to, every day I want to hate. Every day, you know, I go outside, I see a squirrel. I see a squirrel.
I have no hate.
Okay, let's say our prayer. Let's say our prayer. We give us the strength to smash people with our fists because we hate them. Give us the side of anchovies and the knowledge to know when we can smash a bus. Well, our hate. What do you mean you used to have hate in your heart?
I used to have hate in my heart. I was on a bus one time. I saw an angry kid trying to, you know, make a fuss with the bus driver, and I just started glaring at him.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you. It was some young boy.
What was his fuss with the bus driver? Some young woman named Rosa. She just wanted to sit.
And I was one like, "This is my chair
get
now."
Get out of here. Yeah.
So I was on the bus. This kid's fucking, he's cursing up a storm. He's like telling the...
What, why?
He's calling the bus driver fat, even though it's true.
Why? Why is he doing this?
I don't know. He's young. He's angry. He's like you.
But what is he upset about? I don't get upset for no reason.
Okay, well, this guy got upset for no good reason, let's say.
What was the reason?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
You know nothing. This bus driver could have done something terrible.
I don't know, man. I don't think bus drivers do terrible things. I really don't.
Dude, we were just talking about Rosa Parks.
I'm talking about lately, dude.
Okay. I don't know. Bus drivers are people. Oh, but that's the other side of it, too. Like we were talking about before, it's that they wouldn't ever do that. They would never. Like, oh, man, who buys that? That person would never. That's those love people. That's how people get away with murder and stuff.
Yeah, okay, you know, I'll concede to that. Yes, bus drivers have evil in their hearts sometimes. thankfully, they don't express it. You know, they keep their head forward and they keep driving.
What is with you and Buster? Do you think they're like, are they like a class below the seraphim angels? What are you talking about?
The bus drivers have potential for evil. There is one time they turned against God.
What are we talking about? They're bus drivers. Are you talking about the same thing? Am I maybe not aware of what a bus driver is? We're talking about the guys who drive the... They're like cars, but big and long and fat.
Those the guys, very right? same. The very same. Oh, some yellow. Yeah, no, they've some yellow. Do some clear. Yes?
Clear?
Some clear. You're
talking about windows? There's still clear buses.
Yes, the invisible bus.
Just talking about the window elements of buses?
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know how to describe the other parts of the non-clear.
Sorry, I take it all back. I forgot about bus drivers. I'm not saying they're inherently bad. I guess what you're saying is if I say all this, I'm saying that bus drivers, the beacons of our society, are inherently evil. And I guess we can't say that. That's the end of the episode. Would you ever be a bug? Would you enjoy, have you ever thought about, this will be a fun one, have you ever thought about being a bug, Deepu?
No, I'm not a fucking Russian novel character.
Anyway, answer that question again that makes sense to anyone.
Have I ever thought about being a bug?
Have you ever thought about being a bug first?
Yes.
What bug did you think about being?
Daddy Long Legs.
Why did you want to be a daddy? That's such a weird... Why did you want to be a daddy? The most reviled of all spiders that it gets its own name and terrorizes children. Why did you want to be a daddy long legs?
Well, A...
Or why were you thinking about being a daddy long legs? Well, you didn't know if you wanted
the
to
The first would be people call me daddy, at least at first, which is kind of hot.
Okay.
It's kind of hot. Second is I love stilts, love pogo sticks, love long legs, love...
Like being up high.
Love being up there. It's like, whoa! You know, I love being like
that. And they do kind of like go up and down. It's not just like, it's not just being a tall creature. Like a giraffe is just kind of tall. It doesn't really have a choice in the matter.
Yeah.
It's tall or it's just lying down. There is that sort of variable up and down thing that a daddy long legs can do. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about being a bug?
Yeah, I've thought torturously about being a bee. I think being a bee would be the worst thing in the world in my mind. It sounds literally like the worst creature you could ever be is being a bee. I would hate that so much.
Yep.
I've thought about that a lot, being a bee. Being an ant, I think about a lot. I think about being queen ants a lot. Like the idea that you're just stuck in a room and you're like, they're pretty massive.
Mm-hmm.
And like they just make babies.
Everyone's just trying to have sex with you, yeah.
Well, but who is the weirder one? Like, is it weird that, like, pretty much the queen bee runs the show, but she's just, like, this mush? Or is it – and I've also thought about – I guess I think a lot about ants as, like, a collective. And, like, because Star Trek made me think this. It's, like, if you're – I don't believe that ants are one thing. I think that, like, the whole ant colony – that's my belief, is that the whole ant colony is one thing. So, like, I think a lot about being, like, an entity that is split up into so many little things. Because I don't think you can just be – I don't think you can be a freelance ant.
Freelance ant.
I don't think you can. I think you can be a freelance bee. I don't think you can be a freelance ant. I don't think you can be non-union ant.
I think both are union. They're both pretty unionized. You know, they both.
No, I think you can. I think you can survive probably just going around like
pollinating shit,
eating flowers, yeah, and like eating the nectar. I'm not sure you can like just do. I don't know even what an ant does.
Yeah,
if they don't have a colony,
cross pollination is like nature's gossip, isn't it? It's like, ooh, look what I have.
Don't do this.
Ooh, look at this guy over here. Ooh, look. Someone's getting married. Sorry, I had to try it out. You can cut that out. Or leave it in and expose me for who the fuck I am.
Maybe it's a bonus thing.
Audibletrial.com/GoToHell. Are you a little bit stupid and don't really want to read? Or maybe you're a little bit stupid and want to tell people that you're smart and also don't want to read? Maybe you're driving, or you're a little bit driving. Well, go to audibletrial.com/GoToHell and get a free sample of audible.com with lots of audiobooks to make yourself sound smarter. You're stupid. audibletrial.com/ go to hell.